Testimony Regarding Jones. 1905. This early morning, 1905, I am deeply impressed. A scene was presented before me in regard to the deportment and actions of Jones. You have not the power of mind to act advisedly on other minds as has Kellogg, just because your ideas and your deportment is of the same character as J.H.K. For his influence is acting a lie, insidious, deceptive, and so assuming that his, J.H.K.'s, influence is seductive. Handling a lie, he makes it appear as verity and truth. But as Jones lacks refinement and appearance, his influence is not as dangerous under the hand of the tempter. He will exhibit a coarse, unrefined, untrained element of character. He possesses extraordinary expressions of coarse-grained character, and, with the enemy working on that mind, he will be changeable according to the influence brought to bear on the individual expression of mind. I knew that Jones was in danger, and therefore we thought he would change if more important responsibilities were laid upon him, and, believing the testimonies as expressed in the conference bulletins, he could, if he heeded the testimonies, following his own published words, become a man led and taught of God through his own expressed assertions. But his own spirit, unless under the control of the Spirit of God, would develop its coarseness and its impulsiveness and unenviable character, for character speaks. Therefore, we used our influence, W.C. White and myself, to save the man, to draw him to the Pacific coast, and to place him in California over a conference where we could see and advise him. But his own spirit became unruly under any restraint. The power of the mind uncontrolled acts upon others, and the love of supremacy would cause him to become an oppressor if everything did not go according to his dictation, unless under the constant influence of the Holy Spirit to make him what he should be, a faithful minister of Christ. As is the mind, so is the impression it makes. As the image must first be in the die before it can impress the coin, so must the impression be made upon other minds. It must first exist in the spirit and in the mind of the person. There is an impossibility of assimilating a lovely spirit if it be not converted after the divine similitude. Unless the soul itself bears the converting impress of the divine character, the coarseness and the unamiable will appear. The general character, unconverted, will appear. The unamiable animal in the man will appear and become natural and produce its objectionable fruit. We need not have it thus. We must try to save the man if possible, for one sinner doeth much harm, and I must guard our people from the evils. I now have a very plain expression which I must give at some period of time. There is an expression upon human actions and the human attitude that reveals the deformity of the human mind. The Lord God is high and lifted up, and all expressions will be in accordance to the verity and bear the stamp of the impression made on the mind, whether it be good or evil. We have a work to do, but we have to be guarded never to entrust such persons with leading positions. We thought that the fear of God and the value of the human soul's will and important positions would have an influence to guard Jones, that he would reason from cause to effect, and altogether a far superior mold would appear in his character. But the opposite has been revealed. His lack of refinement and self-discipline remains unchanged, unconverted to refinement in his manners. Hence, I am to say he must not give his habits of coarseness to the people to be occupying a position to guide others. God is dishonored in his independence, in his rough manners, for he will spoil the flock of God, and the ones connected with him must suffer.